you speak to what UCLA is all about? I mean, Philadelphia drafted three of you guys. What are you guys doing right over there?
Well, Philadelphia wants to play soccer, and if you want to play soccer, that's probably the school to go to. I mean,
yeah.
We've always tried to play for my 4 years, and, you know, I'm excited to be with an expansion team like this. And clearly, Peter, you know, the under-23s, he knows what he's doing. You know, he's bringing in Amobi and I think Nakazawa.
Right.
Kyle? Yeah. I mean, those are two footballers, you know, and then me coming in, hopefully we provide some support wherever I can. And, you know, seeing the fans here, that was awesome, you know. I mean, you know, I knew Chris Seitz came in, so I wasn't expecting it. But, you know, I'm happy and thrilled to be here, you know. I mean, I know Hackworth, John Hackworth, the assistant coach from the 17s, and, you know, it'll be exciting.
Sure. Yeah. What's it like watching Peter growing up when he was a player?
I mean, you know, I was pretty young, but he's phenomenal. You know, I mean, from his days of the Fire, just scoring goals, I mean, jeez. The guy's... He's a first-rate striker, and, you know, it's an honor to be on his team.
How hard was it for you to wait today?
It wasn't easy.
What'd you do?
Fortunately, I had my buddy Sean Johnson there. We were together at the 20s before this, and, you know, he's struggling right now. Hopefully he's going to get taken somewhere, you know. Yeah, I love the kid, so, you know, I feel for him because I was just there. So, I mean, if I were by myself... You know, of course I had somebody with me, and,
right.
You know, it's a struggle, but I have something to prove now.
You mentioned sort of the history and the pedigree of UCLA. How often do the old players come back? I know Kobe Jones was here today.
Yeah, I mean, you see them every now and again at different games here and there, and, you know, Brad Friedel, you've seen him before, you know, Kobe Jones with the Galaxy, you know, Eddie Lewis, you know, we see him every once in a while, Carlos Bocanegra. I mean, the names I'm saying are... First-rate soccer players, and it really speaks the volumes of the school, and you know, it's good to see them all.
There you go.
There's my buddy. Where do you want him going? Kansas City?
He's going to Chicago.
Ooh. Good for him. He'll like that city. All right. I'm happy.
You got some veteran goalkeeping here in Philadelphia with Knighton and Seitz. What do you think you can learn from those guys?
Well, you know, I was pretty much Chris's understudy at the 07 U20s.
Okay.
And, you know, I don't know much about Brad Knighton, but, you know, he's a good goalie. But I am excited to work with Seitz again. You know, I mean, I like him as a person. He's a great goalkeeper. And I know training is going to be that much better because, you know, with the 20s, I was pushing him. He was pushing me. And, you know, we have a good relationship. So I saw him today, gave him a hug, you know, some pictures. And the more I think about it, the more I get excited about playing with Seitz, you know.
You feel as much a sense of relief right now as excitement, almost knowing that you're off the board. You can kind of take it easy now.
Yeah, and I really am excited to be in the city. You know, I loved it. You know, I've never actually been to Philly, and you know, I had a great time in the first couple of days, and it really hasn't sunk in. You know, the ramifications of what just happened. You know, I'm trying to slowly. I'm getting a little more excited. You know, the whole anticipations. You know, coming out of me, but. Yeah, like I said, it really hasn't hit me just yet. So.
It will when it gets cold enough, right?
Oh, it will.